or rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do?
What are my options?
What did I do wrong?
We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis.
And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
And now a star is born. On December 12, 1923, the world welcomed TV game show host Bob Barker.
Hey, baby, come on out. You're going to be a better host of The Price is Right than that freaking Drew Carey.
Bob Barker, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The House Judiciary Committee continues its marathon session as members draft articles of impeachment against President Trump, accusing him of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
A vote to adopt articles of impeachment in this committee would set up a full impeachment vote in the House, likely next week.
Fox News' Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Stocks showing modest gains today after President Trump tweeted a deal with China is very close. News that comes ahead of next week's scheduled increases in tariffs on Chinese imports. The Dow up 221
That's
points.
Modest.
The S&P and NASDAQ
Fox.
Hitting record highs.
That's modest.
The S&P gaining 27. The NASDAQ
the crap,
63
Fox.
Points higher.
You're making me sick.
An Amazon driver in Florida accused of stealing about $900 in merchandise and gift cards from packages he was supposed to deliver. 22-year-old Ozken Rodriguez Okur Jr. charged today with grand theft. America is listening to Fox News.
You guys suck.
How's the concert?
Sucked.
I mean, my buddies got busted for drinking in the parking lot. Santa's not bringing me anything this year.
Ah, don't worry about it, man.
You always get a visit from something Claus. Who's that?
Yeah. Everybody getting something. Everybody getting something. Go to dinner, but he had other plans. He said she was domineering, tried to take her diamond earrings, said that she was profiteering, soon he would be disappearing. She got mad, was on fire, took a knife, slashed his tires, pulled a full on Richard Pryor. Santa said, you know, like a qualifier, but you know what I say, everybody's getting something. He can. One day he had all he could handle, threw a fit and caused a scandal, broke his computer into shambles. The mess he made was quite substantial. Got fired, got arrested, got thrown out from repossessed. Santa said, man, you've been rejected, but you know what I say, everybody's getting something. Claus started our conversation. Both of us felt a sweet sensation, so we agreed on recreation. Brought me inside, made some cocoa. She served me pumpkin risotto. Santa walked in and said, that's a no-no. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something. Everybody's getting something.
Thank you there, Santa Claus. It is about 5 minutes after 4 on News Talk 93.1 FM. A couple of unfortunate sidelights here. I hope New York is waking up to the fathead they elected as their mayor, a flat-out communist. He was referencing the shooting. One of the victims attended Barnard College, and the assailants were part of a highly anti-Semitic black power group. So he's trying to, you know, soft pedal this. And the police union in New York City said, no, you're not going to get away with this. I'll read from the NYPD union and what they had to say about this. Mr. Mayor, you are full of... Say no more. People don't believe you, have no faith in you. Your anti-police policies have emboldened the criminal element to run freely, to rape, rob, and murder. You have sided with criminals and placated the loud and unruly. You have ruined New York City. I wouldn't say it's ruined, but he has undone so much of the good that was done by Rudy and, to some extent, Bloomberg. Bloomberg just went over the line with his soda and salt stuff, you know, monitoring people's what they eat. And no business getting involved in that.
Well, I think New York is where they've lowered the amount you can steal before you can be arrested. So I think it's $850 now.
Chicago, it's $1,000.
Yeah, and they say people come in with calculators.
Walmart's, yeah. Walmart's keep their underwear behind a glass case that's locked. Mm-hmm. Used to be you had to get some expensive electronic thing or jewelry to be in a lock case. Now, I guess that's the feature of stores and shopping in the big cities that are run and ruined by Democrats, and they keep getting elected generation after generation. I'll tell you something. There's a big difference between the Daily Democrat of last century and the Democrat and the party that's running and in power in Chicago right now.
Destroying Chicago.
The city's infrastructure is crumbling. It is really, really sad.
It's crazy.
And yet they keep electing.
That's what I don't get.
These goons.
Or are they electing them?
They just, it's like Jim Jordan says, you know, they run and ruin the cities and then control all those votes. And that's why they want to get rid of the Electoral College, because they want us to live under the tyranny of New York and California.
Yeah.
The picture of those presenting, you know, with their somber faces the other day was either a New York or a California Democrat, Pelosi and Nadler and all of them. They're just, it's like we can't figure this out.
Yeah, they think we're idiots.
They don't speak for the rest of the nation. They don't speak for the heartland. They don't speak for the deep south.
Or flyover country.
Exactly.
If you listen to the media, they're trying to convince us that they do speak. To convince us they're speaking for the everybody.
One of the squad, crazy-ass Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, blamed white supremacy for the shooting carried out by the black supremacist group against Jews.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And she's an openly anti-Semitic. White supremacy kills. Really?
I thought they were going to kick her out. I guess
not. No, the one that really needs to go is Ilhan Omar, once they figure out if she's married to her brother and how many times. And
that's right. I got it mixed up.
And she's in Congress.
Yes.
And we all know who we have to thank for that.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
No, you're a devious piece of...
There you go.
Who loaded up one of the great Midwestern cities. And I'll never forget this. This is about 5-6 years ago. There was a town hall just outside Minneapolis. And the people at the town hall, the governor was there. I forget his name, but he was there. And they were complaining about the crime increase that came with that 50, 60,000 Somalian refugee community. And he said, well, you better learn to deal with it or move to another state. That's where they're at. The people who contribute and pay taxes and obey the law,
do the right thing.
They have no use for you.
Nope.
So find better government.
There you go.
Get what you vote for.
There you go.
411, your CBD store has solutions. I have really had some issues lately. Yeah, we got Hershey getting his surgery tomorrow, and that's kind of a heavy-duty thing. And I just have not been able to grab that important 45-minute or one-hour nap for almost 3 weeks. So it was suggested I have. In fact, it was Jake Quillen yesterday, Jacqueline Tomlinson, who said, up your CBD oil dosage and see if that doesn't help. So I did today, and for the first time in about 3 weeks, I got a nap.
Good.
It's nice. It helps. Mm-hmm. It really helps. And that's the kind of difference these products can make. Sometimes subtly, sometimes more profoundly. CBD topical creams at your CBD store are great to work against pain. If you've pulled a muscle or you have soreness, they work for that. I mentioned sleep, anxiety, and other issues. Your CBD store carries the SunMed product line, and it's excellent. They also have solutions for your pets. So if this is a new area to you, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose by stopping by your CBD store, talking to Marissa and Laurie about the products they have and what might work for you. They've got such ready knowledge of why these products are so effective, much more than I can do in mentioning them. My job is to get you to go there and do a little investigation, because there's got to be something there that'll work for you. They're at 8852 Mini Brown Road. You just turn south off Chantilly Parkway by the Bojangles there. Make your first left and your first right. And across from the Adams Drugs Renfro is your CBD store.
Hey, folks. Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price, because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense, and they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs, with three locations to serve you: on Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says Alabama's infant mortality rate in 2018 was the lowest in state history. However, Alabama's infant mortality rate continues to be higher than the national rate. A manhunt is underway in Crenshaw County after the First National Bank in Dozier was robbed yesterday afternoon. Authorities tell us that one suspect is in custody. The search continues for a second suspect. The state helicopter and dogs are assisting with the search. And OSHA has cited an Andalusia Dollar Tree for safety violations. OSHA says there were slip, trip, and fall hazards because walkways were not kept clean. They also say that merchandise was stacked too high and blocked emergency exits. The company has been fined $312,000. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Rain moving back in as a low-pressure system moves out of the Gulf of Mexico. So our forecast calling for rain likely at times tonight. And during the day tomorrow, it's not going to rain all the time. The overnight low temperature tonight down to about 45. Friday's high up to about 59. More showers on Friday night, but over the weekend, dry weather returns. Mid-60s both Saturday and Sunday. Another big deal storm system by Monday night into Tuesday as a cold front approaches the state. Could even be some thunderstorms, too. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
417, happy hour, and William B. on the phone. Hello, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. Listen, I was just calling to let you know there's a crash out here on Chantilly Parkway.
Okay, there's that's a rather long sure. stretch. Whereabouts?
I'm not sure of the crossroad, but it's right there by the shopping center where the Adams Drugs is.
Really?
Yeah, right there.
Off
right
Minnie Brown Parkway.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Is it by the Bojangles, like Minnie Brown Parkway?
I'm not sure if it's Minnie Brown Parkway, but anyway, it's that. Right there by that shopping center where the Adams Drugs is. I'm sorry, I didn't catch the name of the crossroad.
Is it at the entrance to that shopping plaza or on the road in front of it?
It's on the road in front of it. It's on Chantilly Parkway.
All right, we'll get that information down to Skipper.
Skipper.
Okay, sorry I didn't have the actual road name there, but no,
that's,
United.
That's okay.
Thanks,
don't worry. We appreciate the information. I am going to roll call here.
Good. Good.
That's and I meant to, I'm looking at the radar, and there's sort of an ongoing stream of light to moderate showers that are just streaming up from the Gulf, as Rich mentioned, from southwest to northeast. So who's this?
Bruce from Titus.
Hey, Bruce.
From Titus.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
I was inquiring about your little buddy. I was around when you got him.
Yeah.
What kind of surgery is Hershey going to have?
The vet, that would be Dr. Kate Armstrong, found a mass growing just under his tail in that area. And you generally try not to put a 13-and-a-half-year-old dog. He's very spry. He still thinks he's a puppy. Yeah. But he took a look at the slides of the sample he took from that tumor
biopsy,
and it looked like bad cells. He knows this stuff inside out. I've got to take him at his word, so we got to get it before it grows or metastasizes.
There you go. So well, I got my Pekingese about the same time that you got Hershey.
Oh,
so I'm an avid animal lover.
Good.
So I remember when you got him and. Just wanted to inquire. I heard you mention he was having surgery.
July 4th, 2006, and we had a baby shower for him at the old East Side Grill.
Okay.
That was quite the event, by the way. That was one of the most well-attended things I've ever done in this town.
I'm sure. Well, you talked so much about Hershey, so... That's right. So... you give him a pat and a big hug and tell him old Bruce is thinking about it.
I appreciate that,
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce. At 420.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Today's show is brought to you by Christmas Parties. May you make it through your office holiday party without a visit to the Human Resources Department. Stay sober, my friend.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are hearing traffic is backed up on the Troy Highway from the Eastern Boulevard. Also, the northbound lane of the Boulevard from Troy Highway to Baptist. Very slow going this afternoon. Use caution. Maybe avoid that area. Taylor Road, very heavy from East Chase back to Vaughan. I-65, 85 looking good downtown. A quick merge right now, but moderate to heavy traffic. Pretty much like that all over the city. Well, the Toyota-thon is going on now at Reinhart Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March available. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Step in, Democrats. Enjoy the ride.
Drunk and stupid is no way to go through life, sir. Isn't that right, Mr. Kobe Pants?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What is wrong with you?
You gotta have something.
He's a tool.
If you wanna be with me,
a hot pile of moron.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Drop my hot pile.
You gotta have something.
Mama.
If you wanna be with me,
that is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
God.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Do it again, I like it.
Cause that's zero is too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your horse. Cause that mouse is too low to see. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Once in a while, somebody cancels on the show, and I'm happy they did for the right reason. I got to tell you, Lynn Bryan from Bryan Jewelry is going to join us this afternoon at 4:40 for the business break, but she's so busy there, she was unable to break free.
Well, that's good.
I'm very happy that she's busy. That's part of my job.
Yes.
Right. All right, Chuck Courtney, I got a 9-9.
Yeah, I agree.
I had one blank.
But see, if you had said anything, nobody would know.
Well,
You're your biggest critic.
I am the honest host.
B.S. Unhook that thing.
B.S.
Gotta unhook that thing.
I know, it's... Well, it does keep me honest.
Again, you gotta unhook that thing.
Isn't it interesting? Have you seen the trailer for the Richard Jewell movie that's coming out?
I have.
I think so.
I want to see it.
Atlanta bombing?
Yeah, the guy that
suspected and it ruined his life.
And and it was a hit job. It's so much like what the media does today. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter, who in the movie sleeps with an FBI agent to get the story. Now the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, another useless newspaper, has got its panties in a wad because they're not looking good in this film, and they don't deserve to.
I was going
to
say, yeah, it happened.
All of a sudden today, is there anybody listening that still makes a decision based on what the newspaper editorial board tells you? I have news for the newspaper editorial boards. Nobody's listening to you anymore. You have no power.
Yep.
None. And it's been declining for a long, long time because you are so exposed with your agenda.
True.
In the face of incredible evidence, a thriving economy, getting out of wars, peace breaking out, deals being made with countries, putting America first, Yeah, we got to impeach Trump. For what? They still don't have articles of impeachment. There's two. We lost in 2016. That's Article 1. And Article 2, Orange Man Bad. That's your articles of impeachment. They're such nasty little pricks. It just, I don't want to go too far.
Well, last Thursday, you played a speech that Trump gave, and it was brilliant. But one thing he said, I don't know if anybody caught it, he said, we're trying to take back the country.
That's what
people need to understand.
That's called The Greatest Story Ever Told. Should I play that?
It's excellent.
I think it's worthy because as people see what's going on.
Yes.
And news agencies you thought were at least making an attempt to be fair.
Not at all.
Are not.
No, they're controlled. And, well, the thing is, Trump said we're taking America back. People need to understand America has been taken over by these socialists. I call them Luciferian psychopaths. Call
they
them
are.
Whatever you want. Yes, they've taken over this country. Trump is trying to take it back for us. That's the truth.
Well, yeah, because as he says at his rallies, they're not coming after me. They're coming after you.
He's riding between us, protecting us. He is our protector. He's not our savior. He's our protector. Yeshua is our savior.
If you help me remember later, there's a great article on American Thinker today that I would like to share a little bit of, entitled "Our Outrage Over the Dems Impeachment Farce."
Yes.
4:28 is the time. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is the company that can keep you comfortable year-round and keep your electric costs down. I've been partnered up with them for a long time, and I'm so embarrassed when I tell this story because I was an idiot. When I got my first $500 electric bill, I should have called them immediately and said, can you check the AC and see? Wasn't it their fault? They're not going to read your mind. You just, when you're a member, you just call them when you need them. Somebody's on the way. I only waited too long. I waited two billing periods and probably wasted about $600 because they solved the problem within minutes after coming out to the house. They took the panels off the outside unit. I did not know this could happen, but it was clogged up with grass clippings and it was running at about 10% efficiency. So 10% of the power of that unit was controlling the temperature of 100% of the house.
Wow.
That's why the costs were so high.
Yeah.
As soon as they fixed that, they also cleaned the interior filter just since they were there, wanted to be sure. And
awesome.
My bills went from $540 to $350 to $178. And now I no longer dread the electric bill.
Yay.
And next year, guess what? I am going to call them before the summer and the mowing season and have them on.
You're brilliant.
No. I just think that would be real smart and it would happen this year. They got very talented plumbers. Being a Clark's Club member pays for itself, as I just explained. Call them at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama, says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And now celebrating 47 years in business. For all your motorcycle, ATV, or watercraft needs, see Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. The holidays are here. Christmas, all the holiday season is here. That's my favorite time of the year because we have the sweetest treats you will ever find. We make them fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. We don't buy it from here, buy it from there. We make it ourselves. And at Tucker Pecan, you call us, you tell us what you want for your gifts. We will take care of the rest. We will ship them out daily. You call us with a list, we'll take care of the rest. The other thing that makes us special is we have all other kinds of great gift ideas. We have jewelry, necklaces, purses, totes, sweaters. We have Auburn and Alabama. We have local jams, jellies, bearded pickle, bull seasoning. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. That's why we've been in business for 52 years and still running strong today.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Want to know the sneaky way to get the perfect gift this holiday season? Just tiptoe into your loved one's closets and look at their shoe sizes. Then head to Skechers and make this holiday the most comfortable ever. Because at Skechers, we have ultra-comfy, ultra-affordable shoes you can buy everybody you know. Let's start with the kids. We have stretch fit, shoes that light up, and many more. And how about for mom, dad, and even the grandparents? We've got boots, sneakers, slip-ons, and so much more. Find Skechers at Skechers.com, at a Skechers store near you, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You know what today is?
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling.
What? How times have changed. Back in 1972, a lot of stations would not play that because they thought my ding-a-ling not being an innocent, funny song by Chuck Berry, thought they were talking about something else.
Ask me about my wiener!
I can't believe that that was Chuck Berry. I didn't even know that until this morning. I remember the song, but I didn't know it was Chuck Berry.
You know, I was talking about newspaper editorials a moment ago.
Mm-hmm.
I get a text from my friend David Fagan from Fagan Pools who says, I make decisions on what you tell me. That's scary.
Touche.
Well, but I don't tell you anything that I cannot back up with facts. True. I do at least that much research. Let's have a Christmas moment, shall we?
Yes.
Let's.
I put the scissors out there to help.
You've heard me. These are the safety scissors.
Exactly. We don't want you hurting yourself.
No hand cream or scissors.
But you've heard me mention the Cronins in North Carolina that listen on the app every day.
Colin Karen.
Yeah. And they, I didn't know this was coming. I walk in today, yeah. I see a box.
It says fragile.
It's a fraggle. Be careful.
I'm fragile. I don't have a sign on me that says that.
Not fragile.
Yeah, but we all know that.
Well, now I've been fragile, now I can't open it.
Maybe there's a letter in there, too.
What'd you do this afternoon? I listened to some old fart on the radio try to open up a box.
This is great radio.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
All across the River Region, people in their cars, people listening at home, people sitting on the toilet are saying,
that is great radio.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ah. No, they're waiting with bated breath. They want to hear what is in the box.
I want to know what's in the box.
I do, too. It's got all kinds of notes on it.
I got news for you. They got into King Tut's tomb faster than I'm opening this box.
A little C4.
I haven't even punctured the...
There you go.
Now,
now
with
you
my
got
manly
it.
Strength...
You know how to get
no, that's not working either.
Just forget I said anything.
You're dealing with...
I should talk to somebody. Who's on the phone?
It's Chad.
The Legal Eagle.
Maybe he can open it.
Yeah.
Hey, Chad.
Can it get to be a better week for Donald Trump?
No.
Can it?
We have Brandon talking about the challenging. We have talking about the great speeches in Congress by Getz and Jordan.
China?
Yeah.
China. Yes. We got the China deal on phase one today, it looks like.
Yes.
And now the Brits are reporting in the election exit poll that Boris Johnson has a landslide victory with a majority of 86.
Oh, that's amazing. That's awesome. Great.
That's 26, wow. That's 26 seats more than needed.
Because the same sons of BSs.
Same pollsters.
That are telling us here, you know, that trying to impeach the president are the same ones that have been delaying and holding up Brexit. They're globalist a-holes, yep. And they got to go.
Yep.
Well, this clearly shows that there is a global pushback in Europe and in the United States.
Absolutely.
Against socialism.
Absolutely.
You know, and Brexit was the first proof of that. Trump's election was the second proof of that. And now Boris Johnson's ass-kicking do we catch that?
That's huge.
That's two in a day, right? So two in a week. So his you know, of Jeremy Corbyn, who is a anti-Semite socialist, is awesome. And then on top of that, the market's up because of this great news coming out of the China deal.
Yeah. It's a win-win-win-win-win day.
Mr. President, you're going to kill all the farmers with this trade war. It's never going to work. It's never going to work, okay? You'll never be able to employ as many people as you say you're going to. You'll never hit the GDP numbers that you want. You'll never cut food stamps. You'll never defeat ISIS.
Whoa! What do you got, a magic wand? Whoa!
Right. You'll never bring manufacturing jobs back to the United States. I mean, you know, all I got to ask is, what are Democrats running on now? What are they running on? What's their issue?
Giving stuff away.
Yeah. So, yeah, Santa Claus is here again. But even most people, everybody's like, yeah, well, they, now people realize giving stuff away has a price.
Uh-huh.
So if you decide you're going to do a global health care system, that means you all lose your doctors and you all lose your private insurance. And suddenly everybody's like, you know, I kind of like my Blue Cross.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I like the doctor. Yeah. You can keep it.
Kind of like,
I like
doctor.
My dental. Yeah, I like my doctor. I like my plan where I know what my copay is. Uh-huh. You know, I like, I mean, I just think it's fantastic. And if you watched any of the hearings today, and believe me, it was very tough.
We played two very significant segments on
the
show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Matt Gaetz's thing. Yeah. Talking about Hunter Biden's arrest or the cocaine thing on the car was absolutely.
10 minutes ago.
Somebody told me, I can't believe they played that. And I'm like, you know what? You play hardball and you falsely accuse the president of criminal acts. You're gonna get your what kicked in. This is the greatest thing. Finally, the Republican Party, at least on the House side, knows how to punch back.
They do. Chad, we got to run. Thanks a lot.
All right, buddy. You guys,
look at all the cookies we have.
I know it. I feel
like a
kid in a candy shop.
Have you noticed how Boris Johnson looks just like Graham Chapman, the late Graham Chapman?
Flourless of, peanut butter
Monty
cookies.
Python. He does.
Okay, it's then that's like keto.
I owe it.
Oh, well.
To try one of these.
Yes.
Help yourselves, guys.
I just talk to myself.
They're not, I mean, all these wonderful homemade cookies and like about five big tins worth of goodies here. Merry Christmas from the Cronins, it says, to all of you. Hope these cookies make it to Alabama without breaking apart. Everything looks intact to me.
Yeah.
Let's see. No. Can't read that. Soften the blood. Well, anyway. And that's from Karen and Paul Cronin in Advance, North Carolina. And we thank you so much for the thoughtfulness. That is just amazing.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have very heavy traffic all over the city. Here are the most congested spots. Troy Highway, Eastern Boulevard, East Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway back to Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road. We have an accident with injury in front of Oak Park, a second accident, East Chase Parkway at Chantilly Parkway. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding to both. I-65, 85, very heavy, but a quick merge right now at the interchange. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated all afternoon long. Want a career in automotive collision repair? Who doesn't? Trenum State now offers classes Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call John Beckham at Trenum State, 420-4333. The College for Real Careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
It's interesting. Chad mentioned that the conservatives are winning the day in Britain, which is critical. Because our friend David Blackman ran a comparison between the Brexit vote in 2016, it's going to fail. No, it didn't. It won by 4 points. And for the last 4 years, the same a-holes who are trying to impede our progress here are doing it over there. They don't want sovereign nations. They want a global community where everybody has a crap life except for the 2% that are chosen. That's what they want. So Boris Johnson, an election today, and all indications are it's not just a win, it's a big win. So Globalists, just give it up. Find a hobby. Go masturbate. Do something to occupy your time that will at least be productive. They're so stupid. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be a citizen, an American citizen, a British citizen, and be proud of what goes with that and the history and the legacy behind it.
Oh, we had a dark history. Oh,
441. I know what I said. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a great idea that has worked now for flooring purchasers here in the River Region for half a century. And the man that started it all, still around to watch the result, a big warehouse packed. It's like two or three stories tall with all types of popular styles of flooring, all there, direct from the manufacturer and available to you at a wholesale price. A great team of flooriers to help you navigate the choices and their own team of installers to do the work. So from beginning to end, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. Get over there soon. You might be able to get something done. I can't say that with certainty, but you might be able to get something done before Christmas if you move. So stop by today and see Jeff. They got, by the way, absorbed some inventory from a carpeting and flooring business that went under for pennies on the dollar, and they had a lot of room remnants from that purchase. So ask about those, too, at Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services the past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the new year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Montgomery police say three people are responsible for more than 200 car thefts and break-ins. Kelvios' Scott, DeMontes Franklin, and Audley Holmes were originally arrested on December 3rd for theft of property in connection to three stolen vehicles. Investigators later connected the trio to a string of car burglaries that took place from December 1st through the 3rd. An 87-year-old woman has suffered minor injuries after being robbed while leaving a busy shopping center in Montgomery. Police say it happened Wednesday night around 6:30 in the 4000 block of Atlanta Highway at the intersection of Perry Hill Road. Family members say the suspect stole the woman's purse and then took off. MPD is investigating an early morning shooting. They say a man walked into a business on Fairview Avenue with a serious gunshot wound just before 8 a.m. He was later taken to the hospital for treatment. And that's a look at today's top headlines. For these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Mandy McQueen.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Oh, hi, everybody. Rain moving back in as a low-pressure system moves out of the Gulf of Mexico. So our forecast calling for rain likely at times tonight and during the day tomorrow. It's not going to rain all the time. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 45. Friday's high up to about 59. More showers on Friday night. But over the weekend, dry weather returns. Mid-60s both Saturday and Sunday. Another big deal storm system by Monday night into Tuesday as a cold front approaches the state. Could even be some thunderstorms, too. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And again, on a day that's been filled with such great news, more great economic news, we're going to play this because this is the president. The clip on YouTube is called Trump, the Greatest Story Ever Told. And it's all about what you've known for years, what Terry has known for years, and was the first to bring out into the open on this show, is who has really been running things for the last few years, and that is going to change.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company, and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much, and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
That's why everybody loves hearing that. And guess what? Talk about going on a mission, a president who made promises and has fulfilled them against the will of the embedded establishment, with few exceptions. And now I'm about to post, and I want to thank Mark Cumby for sending me the story, Conservatives on Course to Win a Majority in Britain. And here's how I see it. All over the world, people are choosing to be citizens and not subjects. And that includes us. That includes us. If you want the government to wipe your ass and tell you what to eat and where you can work and choose your kids' schools and we'll decide what's a good career path, if that's what you want, there's countries where you can have that right now, like Venezuela and other places. They're crap holes and the people are miserable, but that's the inevitable outcome of socialism. And yet, time after time, no matter how many millions of people that system of government kills, people still vote for it. It's 452.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
This is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks closing higher with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching new record highs following reports that the U.S. and China have agreed to terms for a Phase 1 trade deal. With the Dow rising 221 points, NASDAQ up 63, S&P 500 up 27. And the number of Americans filing applications for unemployment benefits jumping to a more than two-year high last week, increasing by 49,000 to 252,000, which is probably not a signal of a pickup in layoffs, but is more reflective of the volatile period following the Thanksgiving Day holiday. And Hulu is rolling out a new kind of ad experience for binge viewers and will reward them for watching three or more episodes with an offer from a brand or a commercial-free episode. The new ads come as advertisers are increasingly looking for ways to reach customers with ads that don't annoy them. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a reported accident, I-85 southbound at Forest Avenue. There is a slow merge on 85 to 65 northbound at the interchange. I-85 out of downtown is moving fine right now. We have an accident, East Chase Parkway at Chantilly Parkway. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Our most congested places right now, Atlanta Highway, Troy Highway, and the East South Boulevard, and Taylor Road, Vaughn to Atlanta Highway. Use caution wherever you are. Get ready for Christmas at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross, Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Good example of what happens if you vote Democrat in Virginia. Counties in Virginia have declared themselves sanctuary counties, not for illegal aliens, where police, local police, will not enforce the gun control laws that they're trying to pass in Virginia. I don't know what the hell is wrong with the people in that state, but you're going to learn a very painful lesson. And they're ready to call out the National Guard to confiscate the guns. They want to do that everywhere.
It's coming.
And the reason we have the Second Amendment is to stop that type of thing from happening in its tracks.
Correct.
And we have awakened to that slowly, but, you know, it's happening. So in addition to the great economic news today, the deal with China, Brexit is looking like not just a win, but a big win, as the whole world is waking up to the globalists. We don't want what you have to sell. So go away. Take your evil and go away. In the meantime, in our economy, what makes today the best economy in my lifetime? Super low mortgage interest rates in addition to rising incomes. That means you can buy a home. The Reagan economy was great, but interest rates had been so high during the 70s that it took almost 15 years for them to get anywhere close to normal. I had perfect credit in 1990, and I still had to pay 10 3/8 on a mortgage.
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah. That was 10 years after paying 17%. So Morris Capuano is the man you want to talk to. If you're renting, there are values all over the market that will allow you, and now to his partnership with Renaissance Bank, there are programs for people with limited down payment, maybe a credit issue here and there. He knows how to navigate that. So you don't give up until you at least talk to the man. He lives to do this.
He really does.
409-9300. He's done it for thousands of people. Think about that. That's a remarkable track record of success. 409-9300 for Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank. They are an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402-669. Every time I see the NMLS number, I want to say it's unlisted, but that would not be appreciated by the NMLS people.
No,
probably not.
All right, we got Fox in two.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
The Can-Am Holiday Blitz is here and ready to take you on the ultimate off-road ride and get you some serious savings. Whether it's early mornings on the ranch or long hours spent in the fields, the Defender's unmatched reliability is built for whatever you throw its way. And right now, it's easier than ever to bring one home. Farmers and ranchers can save big on taxes and up to $1,500 off on select 2020 Defender models. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to take advantage of this limited time offer. See Ward's Can-Am on 231 in Troy.